The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 11, text number 43, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 30th, 2015, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Vishnu Dasa Nandana Gangadasa Tina Bhai Purve Yan Ya, let's see, what is it? Yanra Gare Chila Takura Nitai. Vishnu Dasa Nanda Gangadasa Tina Bhai Purve Yandra Gare Chila Takara Nitai. Vishnu Dasa Nandana Gangadasa Tina Bhai Purve Yan Lagare Chila Takara Nitai. Vishnu Dasa Nandana Gangadasa Tina Bhai Purve Yan Lagare Chila Takara Nitai. Vishnu Dasa of the name Vishnu Das. Nandana of the name Nandana. Gangadasa of the name Gangadas. Tina Bhai, three brothers. Purve, previously. Yanra, whose. Gare, in the house. Chila stayed. Takuranitai Nityananda Prabhu. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Another important devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu was Vishnu Das, who had two brothers, Nandana and Gangadas. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sometimes stayed at their house. Purport. The three brothers, Vishnu Das, Nandana, and Gangadas, were residents of Navadvip and belonged to the Bhattacharya Brahmana family. Both Vishnu Das and Gangadas stayed for some time with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat states that formerly Nityananda Prabhu stayed at their house. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine. So reading about this amazing era in world history, the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, and so many devotees had the opportunity to personally associate with both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We can think why I wasn't so fortunate. But actually, we have an equal opportunity for good fortune as these personal associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Krishna is actually present. Lord Chaitanya is actually present. It's simply a matter of learning how to connect. Do you think Krishna is not present? You think Lord Chaitanya is not present? Lord Nityananda is not present. Actually, there's one pastime. This was a big festival. We have our, in ISKCON, we have our Gaurapanima festival, a very big festival. The first Gaurapanima festival was organized by Janava Mata. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the whole Panchatattva, they had already departed from this world. But in the middle of that kirtan, at the Gaurapanima festival, again they manifested. Everyone could see Lord Chaitanya, the Panchatattva is there singing and dancing in ecstasy. So, in our ISKCON, if we become deep enough in the mood of bhakti, then someday we will see how Lord Chaitanya, how the Panchatattva is dancing with us in the kirtan. It's simply a matter of our perception, our bhakti, developing the eyes of love. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai rahidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram chintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. So, we have to get some of that salve of love. In Sanskrit, it's called premanjana. We have to get some of that premanjana and we have to smear our eyes with it. Prabhupada has brought us that premanjana, you see. This Krishna consciousness process, it is actually the premanjana, it is the ointment of love of God. This wonderful program Prabhupada has given us, chanting 16 rounds, following these principles, becoming initiated disciples, following our spiritual masters, faithfully, you see. This process of obeying the orders coming down from Srila Prabhupada, being subservient to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, this process will actually bring us into the direct presence of Krishna and the direct presence of Sri Sri Gaur Nittai. So we simply have to develop that pure mood of offenseless chanting. Now we are not able to see the Lord because we're committing so many offenses. We're blocked by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, so we cannot see. But by developing this pure bhakti, by carefully chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, strictly avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, becoming completely sold out servants of Prabhupada's mission, you see, following our authorities within ISKCON, then that will bring us gradually to that stage where we can personally associate with the Lord even in our present bodies. So we should strive for it diligently. We should understand I have one purpose and one purpose only in my life, and that is to become fully awakened in love of God. The most important thing is it. If you don't awaken pure love of God within your heart, what value is anything else you may have done in your life? You understand? What value is it? You may become a big prime minister or a big sannyasi or a big, you know, businessman. You may have so many big family men, so many things you may achieve, a famous painter, a famous singer, a famous writer, a millionaire, so many things you may achieve in this material world. Even to the post of being Brahma himself, the topmost post in this material world. But if you don't develop love of God, what does Bhagavatam say? Shama eva hi kevalam. It's simply useless labor. So therefore you must endeavor at every minute of every waking day, and even in your sleep, when you become advanced, you must endeavor to go closer and closer to Krishna at every minute. We are meant to be in complete harmony with Krishna, fully synchronized. Our every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances meant to be fully, completely, 100% pleasing to Krishna. But the difficulty is we are still contaminated by the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. You understand? So staking out our own claim, independence. Therefore, we're not satisfied. Bhagavatam says, Ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. You want to be fully satisfied? You must come to unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. Trouble is, we do devotional service with a motive. Well, I want to be recognized as a great devotee by the in the Vaishnava community. You see? Are interrupted. Well, you know, I do bhakti most of the time. Sometimes I take time off for some sense gratification. Is it? No. You're not going to be satisfied if you break your bhakti or you have motivated bhakti. Ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Only unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service will bring satisfaction to the soul. So what is the whole principle or system of becoming satisfied? It's very simple. Prabhupada has told us thousands of times that when you feed your belly, all the parts of the body are nourished, isn't it? So Krishna is like the belly and we are like the bodily parts. When you give your loving service, when you satisfy Krishna, then you become satisfied. If you don't satisfy Krishna, then you're lost. So how do I know if I'm satisfying Krishna? My spiritual master is there. Is my spiritual master satisfied with my service? Or is he displeased? Is he? Yasha prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasha prasadat nagati kutopi, Dayamstubam tatasya sastri sandam mandi guru shi chadanadabindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one makes spiritual advancement. Without his grace, you're nowhere. So you have to please your spiritual master. When your spiritual master is pleased, then you know that Krishna is pleased. I remember they told me that when I joined ISKCON. I was thinking, well, you know, they said, well, you've got to please Prabhupada if you're going to make advancement. If you want to please Krishna, you have to please Prabhupada. So how do I know if I'm pleasing him? I was wondering, how can I do this? I hadn't met him yet. You know, I am in a distant temple. He never comes to our temple. I don't know if I'm pleasing him. But then they showed me the fourth verse. Spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees taking prasadam. Oh, I can handle that. I think I can handle this Krishna consciousness process. I can take prasadam, and Prabhupada is pleased, and Krishna is pleased, and I make advancement. Wow, this is great. Sign me up. Just take prasadam. So it's not difficult. But if we eat bhoga, you see, that is a problem. We eat bhoga, then it is a problem. So it's not difficult if you simply stick to the simple formula, you see. But if you try to concoct some new program deviating from the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, you're walking on thin ice, Prabhu. You're walking on thin ice, Mataji. And that ice can break at any time. Finished. So you stick to the instructions of Prabhupada, you see. You stick to Prabhupada's instructions. And then you become solid, pakka Vaishnava, you see. Like Haridas Thakur, he was pakka Vaishnava. The Muslims were so envious. One of our own community is now as a Hindu saint. They couldn't tolerate it. So they said, we'll finish him off. We'll see what kind of saint he is. They sent that young prostitute in the dead of night to seduce him, you know. He was doing his japa, you know. But it didn't work. They were waiting in the bushes, just waiting for him to fall down. Ah, we caught you, rascal. You see, they're just waiting. But all they could do was sit there for 3 nights and see he was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And that prostitute became a devotee. You see. So we had to become like Hare Das Thakur. That even all the allurements of the material nature can be thrown at us. But we're solid. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So how do you become solid like that? You have to get Namaruchi. If you mechanically chant Hare Krishna, then Prabhupada compares it to the parrot. You can have a parrot go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, there was a parrot we saw. When I went to preach in Taviuni, an island in the Fiji Islands, we stayed in one family. They had a parrot who went, Haribo. You go, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. You see. So Prabhupada said, if the parrot, he chants the names of God, you're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But he said, but when the cat catches them by the neck, it goes, ka, 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 no more Krishna. You see. So don't chant Hare Krishna like a parrot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know, like that. But you have to have feeling that now Krishna is coming to bless you with his Sangha. You think Krishna and his name are different? You're an atheist, you're a Pishandi. Rascal, Krishna is Krishna. The name, those two syllables, Krishna, that is personally Krishna himself. And Krishna has come to bless you with his association, you see. So learn to chant in this mood, you see, to actually relish the association of Krishna, you see. Bhaktivinoda Thakura is so nicely sung. Kambe habe bolo se dinama. When will that day be mine? Aparadha guchi, shudaname ruchi, kripa bole habe hridoye sanchar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Kambe habe bolo sedinama. When, oh, when will that day be mine? So we have to hanker like that. Now I'm an offender. My chanting is contaminated. That's why I'm not experiencing Krishna at every minute, because my chanting is contaminated. So I have to hanker. When will that day come when the pure nama, Shuddha nama, will manifest on my lips and in my heart? You see, we have to hanker for that day. That should be our number one desire. When will Shuddha nama fully become manifested in my lips, on my lips and in my heart? You see, in this way we must hanker, 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 and every day try to go closer and closer and closer and closer to that supreme perfection, Krishna Bhakti. So in this way, if we carefully follow the instructions of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, faithfully serve the spiritual masters, faithfully serve the Vaishnavas, you see, then by Krishna's grace, we will get a taste of the name. And that taste will carry us beyond the ocean of birth and death. Just somehow or other get a taste for the name. Because, you know, there's nothing else that has really any taste. Anything else is a false taste. There's no real taste. It's like we were coming on the airplane. We just flew from London to Mauritius. They have so many movies you could watch, but there's no taste. It's completely tasteless. But all the people that are absorbed, you see, they fed out some, they served some, they served out dinner, they served out breakfast. People are thinking there's so much taste here in the food, in the movies on the screen. There's some, but there's no taste because there's no Krishna. As soon as you separate from Krishna, it becomes a tasteless wasteland. It may appear to have taste, but that's pseudo-taste. There's no ruchi anywhere. You can't get ruchi out of your TV set. You can't get ruchi out of anything in this material world. It is absolutely tasteless. It's like a desert. There's no taste. But they think there is taste. Why? They imagine there is taste. Why? Because our nature is to experience taste. Just like that book, one novelist, he wrote one book called I've Been Down So Long, It Looks Like Up to Me. In other words, I've been experiencing tastelessness for so long that now I imagine there is taste. It's called Maya Sukhaya Illusory Happiness. Because my nature is to enjoy, and there is absolutely no enjoyment in this world, not even a pinch of enjoyment in this world. Therefore, I imagine that there is enjoyment here because I can't conceive of living without enjoyment. So I can concoct this idea that this suffering is enjoyment. But actually, there is no enjoyment here. If you think there's some enjoyment here, kick that thought out of your brain with boot right now. There's no enjoyment in this material world. It does not exist. It absolutely does not exist. There's only one way you can feel happy, there's only one way you can feel any satisfaction, and that is to come back to your original constitutional nature as described by the Supreme Authority, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivara Svarupahai Krishnara Nitya Das. That's where you're going to find the happiness. Now there may be some questions, you can pass them forward. Some papers are there. Anyone wants with questions, you can write them down. So, any questions? One in process. Mm. some devotees accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee incarnation. Some accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the best mood for devotees? It's the same thing. He's called Bhakta Avatar. He's Krishna himself appearing as a devotee. So he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's also the ideal devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So either way, you're fine. He's the topmost acharya, and he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Both are true. If you accept him either way, of course, if you think he's not Krishna, that's an apara, that's a big mistake. But he is Krishna acting perfectly as a devotee of Krishna to teach us how to become devotees of Krishna. Who can be a better guru than Krishna himself? He is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. So there's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master, and the Supreme Personality of God. And he's playing both roles. Actually, he's keeping his role as the Personality of Godhead inside. Therefore, he's called Channa Avatar, hidden incarnation. Just like we have sometimes in the government, there's undercover secret agents. Lord Chaitanya is a secret agent, a secret incarnation. Externally, he's a devotee, but internally, he's Krishna himself. So that's the proper understanding. How to maintain constantly the fact that Krishna, the name, is Krishna in person, since it is difficult to maintain that consciousness all the time while chanting. You have to hear submissively from Srila Prabhupada. You have to hear submissively from your spiritual masters. You have to hear submissively from senior devotees that Krishna and his name are the same. And you have to, as it is sometimes said, beat your mind with shoes to remind yourself. This is not just some sound vibration. This is God. You need God himself. You need to say that. You need to hear that. You need to continually remind yourself. There's different things that help. I find very helpful before I chant my round. Sometimes I do this. I chant one verse from the Upadeshamrita. I find this very, very helpful. Siyat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapya Vidya Pitto Patapta Vasanashana Rochikanu Kint Vandanan Nanuninang Kalushai Vajushta Savi Kramad Vabhititad Golamula Hantri. One of the verses of the Upadeshamrita. You can look it up and memorize this verse. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So really, all you have to do is carefully chant. If you simply absorb yourself in the sound vibration, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, just deep, dive deep into that. Just imagine the holy name is an ocean of bliss. Just dive deeply into that ocean of bliss. That is also good. You see? Or if you want to think that the holy name is Krishna himself, and let me just go deep, deep, deep into the shelter of his lotus feet. You see? So anything you can do that helps you absorb your mind in the vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That will be, you'll be on the right track if you do that. How much time does it mathematically take to reach Ruchi? You can achieve Ruchi within a second. Or it can take millions of lifetimes. It's up to you. It's up to you. Please, what is your personal timing to reach Namaruchi? I'm hoping at least in the next 10,000 years I can achieve it. I'm hoping at least in the next 10,000 years. While preaching, one lady told me that how come Srila Prabhupada, who is Jagat Guru and has made many devotees around the world, but his own wife is not a devotee? Because she was more attracted to tea, that's why. Prabhupada said, tea or me? She said, well, if it's tea or me, then I'll have to give up my husband. She was joking. She didn't realize Prabhupada was serious. She was more attracted to tea, that was the problem. Addicted to tea addiction. That's why. Question on the internet. Let's see who's this. Who's asking it?
Shreyas.
Shreyas. Okay. We say to differentiate between Krishna and Ram is an offense, but a Ramavadi may say that all your temples have Krishna and not Ram. So, wait a minute. We have Ram in our temples too. Many of our temples. It's not. It's not wrong to see that Krishna and Ram are two different aspects of the Lord. They have different pastimes. Ramachandra and Krishna do have different pastimes. There is a difference between them. At the same time, they are one. It's one and different simultaneously. We don't say it's wrong to differentiate. We do differentiate. Our philosophy is differentiation and non-differentiation simultaneously. In what way you are differentiating while you say no difference? Because they have different pastimes. Krishna shows the pastimes of thousands of gopis, and Ram shows one wife. Krishna had 16,108 wives, Ram had only one. Can't you see the difference? Lord Nityananda is very prominent in Mayapur. Why? Why only in Mayapur? He's prominent everywhere. Because he is the most merciful aspect of the Lord. Now we're getting flooded with questions. I love it. Okay. Is it down further or up higher? Well, I can't. PVP? Chanting with inattentive frame of mind, despite many attempts, is there any progress possible? Yes. The fact is, we do have inattentive frames of mind at the present time. Let's be honest. Who's a fully attentive chanter here? We're all inattentive. Somebody claims, oh yes, my rounds are fully attentive. You're deluding yourself, Prabhu. You're not there yet. We're all inattentive. Jai Shishi, Radha Golokananda. We're all inattentive chanters. Let's face the facts. It's a hospital. We're here. Prabhupada's curing us. We're all inattentive chanters. Let's face the reality. But we sincerely try in our inattentive state to become attentive, then we will make progress. One godbrother of Srila Prabhupada states that one should chant the name of Lord Nityananda as japa beads, and at a second stage chant the Maha Mantra. This is complete rubbish. Complete rubbish. We follow the acharyas, not these upstarts who deviate from parampara. You mentioned that we have to develop ruchi for the name of Krishna and Krishna. We are actually struggling hard. Can you give some more hints on how we can easily, rapidly develop this ruchi? Vaishnava relationships. You have, by developing loving relationships with all the devotees, not only as a show, but in your heart also. By developing loving relationships with devotees, then Namaruchi will come knocking on your door. Please explain the sweetness of the two syllables, please explain the sweetness of the two syllables, Krishna. What can I say? Krishna. There's unlimited sweetness. There's so much nectar in Krishna that the whole universe cannot contain it. Now, most of the gulab jamuns I taste nowadays, they're not really the ISKCON standard gulab jamuns. But a real ISKCON standard gulab jamun, you bite it, it explodes with juice. It explodes. Most of them are just like lump, just like, you know. Most of the gulab jamuns I taste are not the ISKCON bullet standard that Prabhupada gave, you see. But when you taste a real ISKCON bullet, that thing explodes in your mouth with juice. Shoots out of it. That's a real gulab jamun, you see. So Krishna is the ultimate gulab jamun. Real gulab jamun, not the pseudo gulab jamun. Krishna is the real gulab jamun. When you chant Krishna properly, then that juice is so powerful it can break through all the coverings of the universe and carry you into Goloka Vrindavan immediately. Rupa Goswami has explained it. Tunde tandamani viting vitinite tundavali lamdeye karna krodakadamani gatayate kudai brisraham chetrapangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam katim no jani janita kriyadvir amitai krishnaiti varnadvai. Anybody know the translation? Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna himself is personally dancing in my tongue, oozing out so much nectar that my one little mouth can't contain hardly any of it. Therefore, I need to have millions of mouths to hold at least a little bit more of that nectar. And when Krishna enters the halls of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. I need to have billions and trillions of years to hold that nectar. And when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely stunned. I'm captured by the holy name of Krishna. That tells a little bit more. Before we quit this body, we must finish Krishna consciousness. Well, why do you want to wait till the end? Why not do it now? Why not become completely pure devotee right now? Why do you want to wait till you quit your body? You should become completely full in bhakti now. That should be our attempt every day. Let me at this minute now become completely full in bhakti. A householder has many responsibilities, home and work. How can he aspire to become a pure devotee unlike a full-time devotee staying at the temple? I have fun with this term, full-time devotee. I have a lot of fun with it. Somebody asked me one time, are you a full-time devotee or a part-time devotee? Now, what does that mean, a part-time devotee? It means when I come to the temple, I'm a devotee. When I leave the temple, I become a non-devotee, right? I'm only a devotee part of the time, and part of the time I'm a non-devotee. That you have to kick out this idea of full-time and part-time devotee. It's a completely bogus idea. You become a rakshasa when you go to work? I hope not. Let's see. When I went to work, I remember one day I just said, this is enough. I'm really a devotee. I can't stand dressing like a karmi. So one day I put on my tilak and went to work. And the boss, and I, my performance that day went up like anything. And the boss said, whatever that is on your forehead, you've got to wear it every day from now on. You see. So you should be a devotee at work also. Why only a devotee at the temple or at home, you see? If you want to get a hint of how you can actually do that, then you have to follow in the footsteps of the great Grihastha Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said that now when I go to my job, I'm earning money to support Krishna's household. If you see it's your household, you're in big maya, you're in big trouble. If you see it as Krishna's household, you see, then you can become a pure devotee in your household life. You see, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You see, he was working for the British government. Talk about a mundane job, the British government. But he was a pure devotee. And actually he became the most valuable employee of the British government. He achieved the topmost position that any Indian citizen could have in the British system. He became magistrate. You see. So you have to follow in the householder devotee should follow in the footsteps of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and see this woman that I think is my wife, she belongs to Krishna. These kids who I think are mine, they belong to Krishna. This house that I think it is mine, it belongs to Krishna. This car, everything I have is simply the property of Krishna. That you have to see. And then you can become a pure devotee. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, while engaged in household activities, I saw my house transform into Goloka Vrindavan. So you have to come to that standard. Yes.
You can feel that it's Krishna's belonging to Krishna, because if it's not used and it's not utilized, then how we can think about it?
It's not just a mental thing. You have to actually use it for Krishna. You see? You have to say, well, it's all Krishna's, but you spend it for your own sense gratification. You have to actually tangibly use it for Krishna. That's the thing. You have to raise your family to be questioned on the internet? Okay.
Amon.
This one from Shreyas?
Amon.
Go up higher?
Amon.
Oh, from Amal, okay. Oh, wow. From Amal? I missed. Where is Amal? Ask a question. Oh, here we go. We have devotees tuning in from all over the world via the internet today. Okay, we have Amal from Bangalore, I think. Let's see. Where is that? Amal, let's see. Where is it? Okay. What care should we take on a daily basis so not to commit offenses? The most important thing is our relationship with devotees. That's the first offense, is Vaishnava Parada. This is why in our temples, though, we actually recite the 10 offenses every day. You should be very familiar. If you're not very, very familiar with the 10 offenses, you should recite them every day in your morning program. In our temples, that's a standard thing. You should be able to recite them. Any devotee in ISKCON should be able to recite, okay, Prabhu, give me the 10 offenses. Everyone should have that. They can go through them from memory. It's like here, I should be able to go to each and every one of you sitting in this room and say, okay, give me the 10 offenses. And you should be able to go through the list and name them up. So everyone should be that familiar. Everyone should have the list memorized that they can, at any time, in any place, they can recite the 10 offenses. That's how familiar you should be with the 10 offenses. So by having that familiarity with them, and then always be on guard that you're not committing them, that's the way to do it. Who?
Prahladananda.
Okay. Chanting with inattentive frame of mind, is there any progress possible? We already answered that.
No, he said, I read Srimad Bhagavatam while chanting Rams.
Oh, that's another question. Okay. I read the Bhagavatam while I'm chanting my Rams. That is not nonsense. You can't study and chant your japa at the same time. Japa is exclusive absorption in the holy name. Not that I'm driving to work and chanting on rounds while I... No. Japa, you have to get up early and chant when you... All you do is chant. You can't chant Hare Krishna. You can't do your 16 rounds and do something else at the same time. That's inattentive chanting. You say, well, I'm fully paying attention to my rounds. Well, I drive to work every day. That's nonsense. You'll have a wreck immediately then. You can't say, I'm fully attending, chanting. With full attention, I'm absorbing myself in the name. No, you're paying attention to your driving, obviously. Otherwise, you had a wreck. You have to chant fully, undivided attention. Huh?
Lipsa.
Lipsa? Okay. My friends believe that Krishna comes from Vishnu because he came after the Ram avatar. Now, wait a minute. Your friends don't know that Krishna spoke the Gita to Vivishman before Lord Ram appeared. That's the first point. They don't have their history correct. Krishna spoke the Gita to Vivishwan before the appearance of Lord Ram. So you can't say that Ram came before Krishna. It's not true. Krishna came before Ram and after Ram both. Now, another thing, this idea, who is first, Vishnu or Krishna, but they don't understand that Krishna is Vishnu. He's the original form of Vishnu. To say, well, I don't think Krishna came first, I think Vishnu came first. That means you don't understand the science of God. You don't understand that actually Krishna is Vishnu himself and Vishnu is Krishna himself. There are unlimited Vishnu expansions. There are two categories. There are Jiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva are the incarnations of God. They are all Vishnus. Four-armed Vishnu is one of them. Nishringa is one of them. Matsya avatars, they are all Vishnus. And Krishna is the original Vishnu. Therefore, we Krishnites are also called Vaishnavas, are devotees of Vishnu. We are devotees of Vishnu because Krishna is the original Vishnu. So these people just don't understand the science of bhakti, that's all I can say. They're just sentimentalists. They don't take the time to actually understand the science given in the Vedas. Another question. From Lipsa? Okay. They say they are inquisitive to know about devotees, but they don't accept philosophy so easily. Should I stop talking to them on our way of life so that they don't commit offense, or should I not be hearing anything against devotees also? The best thing is to defeat them. You have to straighten them out. If they're coming to you if they're coming simply to challenge you and attack you, don't waste your time. But if they're a little submissive, they're willing to learn something, you have to become very expert at convincing them what is the absolute truth. Okay. How to free the mind from unnecessary thoughts while chanting. Increase your absorption in the name, and then the thoughts will go away. You have stated that material enjoyment is just an imagination. It's absolutely a fact. There is no enjoyment here. Don't think otherwise. Enjoyment does not exist in this place of misery. And also in one of your answers, you stated that we have to imagine that Krishna is simply an ocean of bliss. No, don't imagine that Krishna is an ocean of bliss. You have to see him as an ocean of bliss. It's not imagination. You have to understand that he is and see him as such because he actually is. His name is an ocean of bliss. It's not imagination. It's a fact. Another question? Who?
Shreyas,
okay. This is on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay. A person said he likes Lord Ram and not Krishna, so he doesn't visit ISKCON. Although there is a Ram deity, what shall I reply? Actually, you're not devoted to Lord Ram either. You're not really devoted to Lord Ram. If you're a true devotee of Lord Ram, you'll understand what pleases Lord Ram. And Lord Ram is very pleased when you worship Krishna. Because Lord Brahma is Krishna himself. He's very pleased when you worship Krishna. So if you say, "Oh, I like Ram, I don't like Krishna," you don't understand what it means to like Ram. You don't understand, but you have no idea what it means to worship Lord Ram. First of all, our position is not to like them. We have to surrender to them. "Well, I really like Ram. He's cool." You know, but are you surrendered to Ram? That's the question. You see. These people just don't know what they're talking about. They're idiots. Sorry to say, but the fact is, these people are not. The Kali Yuga has produced a world society of idiots. Really. The whole world is idiots. They don't know anything about the science of God. They're completely an illusion. You got the fanatical Muslims, the fanatical Christians, fanatical Hindus, fanatical Jews, and fanatical atheists, and fanatical scientists. The whole world is fanatics. Fanatics mean they don't have proper philosophical understanding. The whole world is fanatics. So come out of this fanaticism by understanding the science of bhakti so clearly elucidated by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Get a deep philosophical understanding, and then you can see through all of this crud they call spiritual, so-called spiritual, they call it spiritual knowledge, or they call it science. It's crud. It's simply crud. It's dirt. Just like that Dr. Stephen Hawking, he's supposed to be a big scientist. You know what he said? "Everything comes out of absolutely nothing." And that's supposed to be science. But science means observation and experiment. You can back it up with evidence. But he's just pulling it out of the air. "Everything comes out of nothing." Where is the evidence of it? Is there any scientist ever in the history of the world has taken nothing and gotten something out of it? I tried it one time in Kuala Lumpur. I took an empty pot, I put it on the stove. I see if I can get some popcorn out of it. Okay, I went, turned on the stove, and okay, pop, pop, pop. No popcorn came out. So I defeated Dr. Hawking with my popcorn experiment. Is it? And they call them scientists. They're not scientists. They're knee scientists. Real science means to know that something doesn't come out of nothing. Therefore, everything has come out of something. And what is that something, you see? Prabhupada says, our philosophy is substance. So there's original substance in which everything has come. And to find out what is that substance, that is the true pursuit of philosophers and scientists. Understand, what is that substance? So we can discuss that in a later time. We will discuss in a later time what is that substance. But I'll just tell you, it's Krishna. But later on we can discuss how the substance is Krishna. Since our time is running a little short. And some of you have been up all night. So we'll go ahead and stop here, and we'll look forward to y'all coming back. We say in Texas, y'all coming back tomorrow morning for Bhagavatam here. We'll see you tomorrow morning then. Same place, same nectar of Krishna consciousness at the same time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
His Grace Shivan Sankarshan Das Dikari Maharaj ki jai.